This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. During the summer here on RÚV English Radio, from time to time, we like to hear from musicians and songwriters and composers in any genre who are making and writing and performing music here in Iceland. My guest today is someone who falls into that category. It's Pranav Ranjit, and he is an American-born composer of contemporary music based in Reykjavik. But you've studied in a lot of Europe as well as across the States, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. I've studied in Estonia and Finland as well as the US.
And now Iceland.
Yes, and now Iceland. And I'm really glad to be here because I think it really matches the creative goals of my music to live here. Especially as I'm living out in Grafarholt, a lot of my music focuses on space and silence. And just moving out there has made me have a whole new appreciation, I think, for the music that I'm writing and the environment.
Well, that's really interesting you mention that, because listening to your music, it is the use of silence, among other things, that really kind of stands out. There are long passages where nothing happens or almost nothing seems to be happening, but you've also got very loud dynamic parts too, and I always think Iceland is a very binary place. Is that reflected in the music, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's always been a large part of my music, just to have these like very wild contrasts. And somehow, you know, I was actually just out yesterday, kind of along the Golden Circle, visiting Gullfoss and Geysir and places like this. And I think, again, Iceland really matches that when you kind of just see this darkness of nature. And how, you know, in some places there's almost nothing, and in some places all of a sudden. I think Geysir really embodies this in a certain way. Mm. You know, that for minutes there's nothing and just a little bit of steam boiling up, and then suddenly everything shoots up. And I think my music is kind of like that, certainly.
Yes. Does it feel like your music has come home then? Maybe you feel at home here too, but does your music feel like it's at home here?
Yes, for sure. And I think it's also just, in a more general sense, Iceland is just a very open creative environment where there's a lot of room for cross-cultural, cross-genre collaboration. And I think this has had a really positive impact on my music as well, just to be in this kind of creative space, but also to be in a place where I can have my silence sometimes and just bring that into my music as well. So maybe it's the best of both worlds, so to speak.
Well, it is a very creative place. Music is, of course, very important to Iceland in all different genres, and we reflect that, I think, on RÚV English Radio. But we're having our conversation today on a Monday morning, and straight after this conversation, you're off to do something which I think is very exciting from the little you've told me about it.
Yeah, so at the Intelligent Instruments Lab, I think they are working on a magnetic resonator piano. So it's a modified piano where you can do things that normally you wouldn't be able to do, like to kind of modulate the pitch. And, you know, in Iceland, I think this is a very special thing that I have here in Reykjavik. And I think, you know, I'm very privileged to be able to take part in all of this. And again, just the openness and the creativity and the fact that maybe there aren't, you know, quite so many people competing for the same thing here just gives you more time and space to work, and I think that's really valuable for me.
Well, that modification of the piano, it sounds like John Cage might have been interested in that.
Yeah, for sure. I think you know, he was very, very into the prepared piano and all sorts of possibilities, and I'm sure had he been alive today, he would have been, you know, very keen to work with him.
Going back to your own music, you are very prolific on your website. There are many pieces that you've written and composed, and we're going to play a recording of one of those pieces, I think, at the end of our conversation today. But we've talked about how Iceland is reflected in your music, but you have, of course, been in the States, which is where you're from, and other parts of Europe as well. Do all the places that you live in and visit, do you think, feed into the music you write?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when I was in Estonia and Finland, you know, I was thinking a lot. Actually, I've just been working on an orchestral piece about the peat bogs of Estonia, which are one of its most distinctive features, absolutely. And I think place is just a natural inspiration for my music, wherever it goes. And in fact, my thesis here that I'm writing at Iceland University of the Arts is going to focus on kind of the specificity of place and the specificity of like ambient sound and what you experience. And I think that's certainly an incredibly important part of my music.
Is your music performed here?
Yes, but there's a little bit more time for our collaborations, so I think next year there will be more performed. But this year I have had a piano piece called Pyroclastic Flow, which is a bit inspired by the volcanism of Iceland, as well as other parts of the world. And that was premiered in Dynjandi at Lowy in the fall, and I'm looking forward to continuing to write more here. A lot of ongoing collaborations and discussions happening.
And do you find it's easy to find people and to work with, be it other performers or other composers?
Yeah, absolutely. Talking again about that openness that you find here, I think people are just so willing to listen. Of course, that doesn't always mean that it's going to lead to a collaboration, and there's a lot more work both ways that needs to be done, you know, for that to happen. But I think people are really willing to put those structures in place here. And the fact that things are maybe a lot more informal than they are in Central Europe leaves a lot more space for collaboration and a lot more space for change and creative exchange.
And of course, everyone knows each other or gets to know each other, which is that helpful?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's nice also because when you meet new people, then you ask, do you know this person? And of course they do. And it's just, it's very nice to build that network. And also, I think it just makes you feel supported as a musician, as a creative person, to know that, you know, other people, even if they're like in different creative fields, always have interest in what you're doing.
Yeah.
And there's potential for like interdisciplinary collaboration as well.
Well, I don't really use Facebook anymore these days, but when I did, you would add someone that you'd met and you'd find you had 15 mutual friends straight away, which doesn't really happen anywhere else, I think, at least not to the same extent. So I think the piece we're going to hear is called Gathering Dew. One of the pieces which you can find on your website, we'll put a link up to that. But tell me about this. Let's go into some detail on Gathering Dew.
Yeah, Gathering Dew is a violin concerto that I wrote back in 2023 as my final graduation project in Estonia. And for me, it's a very significant piece because it was the first time that I really was working with the folk music that I identified with. I mean, talking about, you know, cultural identification is a very interesting thing. Because for me, even though I'm of Indian origin, and my grandparents actually, my grandmother on my dad's side, sings Carnatic, South Indian music, it was somehow something that I never really connected with. And so, you know, I wrote a few pieces based on it, and I wasn't maybe entirely satisfied with what I was working on. And so I started, you know, I realized I did, however, admire like the raw power of folk music, the simplicity and the lack of pretentiousness that sometimes, you know, in our classical music world is very much there. So I decided to work with Lithuanian folk music, and I had many Lithuanian friends in Estonia, and they kind of introduced me to this folk music, and I was just absolutely fascinated, both by the folk music itself and by classical music that was inspired by this kind of pagan ritual. Lithuania was a country that was converted to Christianity very, very late as the 13th century. And so there are many kind of remnants of this pagan culture that are still there and are still practiced today by different groups of people. And this was what I kind of tried to incorporate into this piece. I have very old folk songs that that I've been, you know, very lucky to be able to work with and to form kind of the core of the piece.
Well, we're going to hear Gathering Dew in just a few moments, but on that conversion from paganism to Christianity, of course, as you know, Iceland went through a similar process as well. And I wonder now, with the music that you compose in Iceland, does that change get reflected? Does the old paganism, as well as the landscape, feed into your music here?
Yeah, perhaps not yet. I think it always takes a little bit of time, you know, once you're in a new place to get to know the culture, but I'm sure it will. And, you know, I think these things, like, all fit together. I was thinking, you know, yesterday when I was at Gullfoss about, you know, all of these legends and somehow how they just tie into the magnificence of nature and of the place itself and make that perhaps even more special. So I'm sure, you know, thinking of that, it will find its way into my music at some point very soon.
Fantastic. All right, well, let's listen then to Gathering Dew, one of the pieces of music that you can find on the website of Pranav Ranjit, my guest today. Pranav, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you so much for your time.
It's Ruv English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.